Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtell.
Yes, and here he is. A very good morning, John Michael.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
Oh, John Michael, we lost one of our favourites during the week, Cornelia Francis. Didn't she have a wonderful career?
Not only a wonderful career, but she was really one of the nicest people you could ever meet. I used to see, you know, industry dues and whatever, and we used to sit down and have a chat, and she was just absolutely one of the nicest, loveliest people you could ever meet. And it's funny because she always played these bitches on.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. She was lovely. She's a real loss.
Yeah.
A real loss.
Obviously starting a career in the mother country, but as a little bloke, I can remember her on The Young Doctors. That was my first memories of Cornelia.
She had a wonderful career. And you know, you could play those stern-faced people, and she wasn't like that at all.
I know.
That was the thing about it. She was such a delightful person to be with.
And what about, I mean, she was stern, but she was so, she kept a straight face when she did that quiz show and she used to towel them up there.
That was
just so good. I laughed.
I'm thinking of, what was that good show called?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I'm thinking of it too. Crikey. Yeah, I can hear the music.
They based it on the woman that did it in England.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that sort of looked very stern and whatever.
Yeah, I can remember the music. I can't remember the name
Goodbye.
Of the show.
That's right.
Someone will text it to me. Now, yeah. Star Wars, John Michael, it seems to be every year a new film comes out. Every year it's a biggie. But the new one is, well, it's lukewarm and that's being kind. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It's not doing the box office they thought it would do. Now, interestingly enough, they had two directors doing it, and they fired them because they didn't like what they were coming up with, but they were trying to give it a sort of an original spin. And they got Ron Howard in thinking he'd be able to save it, and he worked on it. I mean, a wonderful director, there's no doubt about it. But people have just not going in the numbers they expected. And I think this is probably because It's getting to the stage now, there's just been too many.
Yeah, yeah.
I think after a while a franchise wears out. You know, think it does. I think you could do about half a dozen films, and after that people say, well, I've seen that. I don't want to see that anymore, you know?
Yeah. I've just had...
It's a bit of a big disappointment to Disney because they expect it to... They expected it to be a huge success. Of course, Disney has had a terrible week because they fired Roseanne.
That's right.
And that's going to cost them $1 billion, they say, to get rid of that show.
That's amazing.
And the advertising that they will lose, etc.
And the poor other cast members too, John, that, you know, were that was their income type of thing. But anyway, that's a stand they're taking.
But I must say, top marks to John Goodman. Because everyone was jumping on Roseanne, and John Goodman said, no, I'm not going to say anything.
Mm.
He said, enough's been said, and I'm not going to join in and do any more of this. I thought, that's a good thing to do, because people actually, you know, when you're down, there's a lot of people who absolutely punch the proverbial out of you.
Yeah.
And he said... No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to join in the, you know, what's happened's happened and that's it.
Yeah, a mate of mine worked with John, was talking about Keith Scott when they did the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie.
Yeah.
And said John Goodman was an absolute delight to work with. He was a lovely fellow.
Yeah, he seems like that. Yeah. He seems, I've interviewed him some years ago, but I don't know him. But I thought that was a good thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to jump on a, you know, what's happened has happened, and I think that's enough said.
Now, also, John Michael, just quickly, one of our listeners has just texted me. The Weakest Link, that was the name.
The Weakest Link.
The Weakest Link. Gee, she used to give it to him. She'd towel him up.
The Weakest Link.
The Weakest Link. Now,
the woman in England had a little, she, I mean, the funny thing about that is, Cornelia had a career, but some of those people, they come and they're famous for a while, they should never hear of them again.
Yeah, just on that, John Michael, out of the royal wedding, everybody was talking about a couple of things, the American priest and the cellist. Now, apparently, he's now in demand throughout the world.
He's absolutely. He's got an album out, and it's selling like hotcakes.
Good on him.
And a very good-looking young man. And the interesting thing, he had never, ever been to a wedding before in his life.
It's not a bad first one to go to. It's not a bad first one to go to.
Absolutely, but I tell you, if you, what I loved about him, if you look at the lovely suit, but he had patterned socks on. No, really, really gaudy socks, yeah, which I thought was lovely. Well, he's only 19, and his name, if you don't know, is Sheku Kenamaison.
Well, there you go.
Sheku Kenamaison. Anyway, he's got he's Asian will be happy. He's got an Asian. We thrilled a bit because apparently he's a sensation overnight.
Fantastic. John Michael, time's beaten us. I'm off for some long service leave. Jack will be looking after you each Friday, and I'll talk to you when I get back, mate.
And you have a wonderful time.
There'll be no doubt about that.
To give a hint where you're going, I will say,
Auf Wiedersehen. Okay, good on you, John.
Have a great time.
Cheers, bye, buddy.
Strawny for breakfast.